Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. For truly this is the day that you have made, and Father, we will rejoice therein. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will be done on this call and in this time and in this moment that we're standing and calling upon your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. We declare peace in the lives of your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon that shall be formed against us shall prosper, Father. We declare and affirm that you are our shepherd, Father, and we will have no need nor want for anything. We declare in the name of Jesus that new opportunities will begin to open up for us. We declare miracles and open doors, supernatural open doors will be opened. Father God, we declare favor among your people. We declare victory, that we walk in victory because we are victorious in you. We declare that everything that we put our feet on, every place we stand, everything we touch, Father, it will prosper according to your will and purpose in our life. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor because we decree and we proclaim it in your precious name that it is so and it cannot be no other way. Prophetess Naomi, open up the line so we can pray in the Holy Ghost. It's Shabbat. In the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks again and praise. We honor you and we adore you, Lord. We magnify your name. And Lord, this night we choose to humble ourselves. Father, under your mighty hand today, Lord, that you'll be exalted in the midst of us, Lord. Knowing that the God you in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for this resurrection Sunday morning that, Father, we can celebrate, my God, your resurrection. Even this day, my God, that you're resurrecting us, my God, in heights and depths in you. We give you the praise, the honor, glory for your anointing, my God, that will saturate our life, that will soak like rain, that will run like mighty waters, Father, running over our soul, running over to others, my God, that will minister healing, that will minister, my God, deliverance, that will minister, my God, a turnaround, that will minister continue a shifting in the name of Jesus and through the blood, Lord Jesus, we come tonight to give you praise, honor, and glory. And we ascribe unto you holiness, Father, because you are holy. You are God, and you are God and God alone. You're the God of all flesh. And Father, we know there is nothing too hard for you to do. And we lift up our leaders before you, Father, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the entire Jordan family, the entire parents' family, my God, that you will continue to strengthen each and every one of them, Father, that your ministering angels, Father, be assigned to them, even now, my God, will minister strength, even, Lord, as you will minister strength in the Garden of Eden when you were praying in tents, Father. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, that covering of your blood. We thank you for the covering, Father, of Zoe ministry over lives, over the entire members of the Zoe ministry partners, Father, both foreign and their families, my God. Father, remember even those in the prison tonight, that, Father, you will touch them, my God, that you will minister them, that, Father, there will be open opportunities, my God, that the word will continue to go forth and set the captives free. We give you the glory and the praise, my God, for the open doors, my God, and, Lord, for enlarging our borders, enlarging our stakes of our tents, my God, in heights and depths that you are taking us into. And, Father, we just said, Lord, thank you for doing, my God. We decree that your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, even this night and this morning, Father, and during this week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being our sacrifice. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for risen in the third day, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done. We thank you, God, for liberty, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for revelation, oh God. We thank you, God, for impartation, oh God. We thank you, God, for enlightening us, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect and whole, complete and divine, God. We thank you, God, for healthiness in all areas of our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for longevity, oh God. We thank you, God, for longevity, oh God, in our finances, oh God. We thank you, God, for success, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us and along the way and ordering our step in your word, oh God. We thank you, God, that whoever formed against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. We want to thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, O God. We want to thank you for giving us strength to keep moving, God. We want to thank you for movement. And we want to thank you, God, for directing our path, O God. We want to thank you, God, for creativity, O God. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, God, Master Prophet. And we want to thank you for the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God, and our family, God, and her loved ones around her, God. We want to thank you, God, for our family too, God. We want to thank you, God, for family connections and family healing, God. We want to thank you for mending families together, God. We want to thank you for all those who don't know you, God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you. Bring our family back to you, God, in your holy name, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping our leaders in their right mind, God, in their healthy mind, God, and constantly letting them be creative, God, more and more and more again. We thank you, God, because truly you is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for the plan, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the honor for the plan that you have created for us all before the beginning of the earth. Lord, you saw it fit, Lord, to bless us with the leadership of Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for their lives, Lord. Continue to keep them in whole. Lord, we thank you for this space, Lord, of prayer together, Father. As we come together, Lord, let this continue to vibrate throughout the week, throughout the month, the rest of the year, throughout generations to come, Lord. Let the generations four and five, generations beyond us feel the power of these prayers, Father. We plant them deep, deep, deep in our spirits, Lord, deep, deep, deep in this physical world, Lord. Let them manifest in generations to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we just thank you for this plan, Lord, that we continue to move in mightily, Lord. We thank you for balance in our lives, Lord. We thank you for balance in play, Lord, a balance in work, Lord, a balance in spiritual life, Lord, a balance in love, romantic and platonic, Father. We thank you for, Lord, that each and every woman here is covered by a man. Father, we thank you that each and every child is covered by his or her family, her father and her mother. Father, we thank you for those, Lord, covering those who are not covered, Lord, being a counsel and a comfort to those, Lord. And we just, Lord, come together in the physical sense, Lord, anyone who is hurting, anyone who is not feeling well, Lord, let them be recognized, let them speak up, Lord, let someone come to their side, Lord, and be a shoulder to lean on, Lord. And we just thank you for continued concentration, Lord, of building up the kingdom of God, Lord. As we concentrate on building up the kingdom of God, Lord, we know that we will be taken care of, Lord. Lord, let all of our tithes and our offerings be in order, Lord. We thank you for continuing to bless us with the seed to sow, Lord, and that we are cheerful givers, Father. Let us continue to be cheerful givers, Lord, to plant into the kingdom of God, Lord, deep roots that may continue to grow in different ways, Lord. We continue to see the blessings in different ways, Father. Lord, we just thank you for all of those who are not even able to be on this call, Lord, that we are able to touch, move, and inspire them, Lord, just through the combination of us all being here together, Father. And we just thank you for continued manifestation, Lord, of everything that you have planned in our lives, Lord. Let us walk it out in this earthly realm, Father. You gave us life, Father, to be a vessel for you, Lord, and let us do that in each and every day and each and every way. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have risen, Father God. We thank you that you have died on the cross for our sins and our iniquities, dear Lord. We thank you for the strength that you have given us, dear Lord. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds, dear Lord. We thank you for just waking us up for this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. Without your Holy Spirit, where will we be today, Father God? We just give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord, for being there for us, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father, for those that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for those that's listening on the call tonight, dear Lord. Those that didn't make it, Father God, look upon them, dear Lord. Look upon Aisha and her family, dear Lord Jesus. We are continuing to believe in for healing for her. We decree and declare it is done in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Look upon those that ask for prayer, dear Lord. Look upon my friends that ask for prayer as well, dear Lord. Look upon everyone's finances, dear Lord. Look upon their businesses, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a breakthrough in their life, dear Lord. Look upon our children, dear Lord, that's on their way from college, dear Lord. Look upon the ones that's coming out of junior high school, elementary school, dear Lord. Look upon those, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for keeping your blood cover over them, the angels cover over them, dear Lord. Keeping them in their right mind, Father God. We thank you for families, dear Lord. We thank you for those that believe in their family for salvation, dear Lord. Touch my family. Touch my brothers and my sisters, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, what you're doing in their lives, dear Lord. Look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Look upon their family, dear Lord, their grandchildren, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Mary, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Varian, dear Lord. We lift them up to you, Father God, and you continue to give them strength, dear Lord, strength of their bodies, dear Lord. We speak longevity in their life, dear Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord. We just thank you for the grace, Father, over us, dear Lord. We thank you for your mercy, dear Lord. We thank you for you just continue to just covering us, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon Zoe ministry tomorrow, dear Lord, as the service go forth, dear Lord. Touch the singers, touch the clergy, touch the deacons, dear Lord. Touch those that's coming in, Father, new members that's coming in tomorrow, dear Lord. We just believe in God for their salvation, dear Lord, that they will be transformed, renewed in their mind, Father God, when they will leave service tomorrow, dear Lord. Look upon the homeless out there, Father God. Look upon those incarcerated, dear Lord. Touch them, Father God. Look upon those that's lost, dear Lord, your sheep that's lost out there in the world, Father God. Bring them back home, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, may we not take life for granted, Lord God. May we understand the value, Lord God. May we be grateful, Lord God. May we not live our lives in vain. Lord, may you resurrect every area in our lives, Lord God, that we thought was dead. Because of your blood and your power, Lord God, we have another chance at life. Lord, that we would fight the good fight even in fear, that we would press on forward even in pain, Lord God, that we would claim victory even when we feel like victims. Lord God, I pray that as we live, Lord God, that we not take the death of Jesus Christ in vain, Lord God, but we be reminded by his blood that was shed, Lord God, that in all things we can do be, Lord God. We thank you for the families. We thank you for the communities. We thank you for, Lord, just allowing us just another opportunity to breathe and live and give you praise. And, Lord, I just pray that we would see things the way that you would have them to be, Lord God, that we would not be blindsided, Lord God, by the things that we are going through, Lord God, that we would not be victims of our circumstances and our situations, but we would create the world that you intended us to live in, Lord God. I thank you for our leadership. I thank you, Lord God, for your servants that continue to serve you each and every day, Lord God. Bless them. Continue to bless us, Lord God. Lord, I pray for every prophetic word that has gone forth over this community. May it manifest, Lord God. May your will be done here and now in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
And Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you honor, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for our first family. We thank you, O God, for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. We thank you, O Lord, for Pastor Deborah. And we thank you, Father, for Mother Jordan. We thank you, O God, for Mother Marion. And we thank you, Father, for Prophetess Naomi, her husband and her children. We thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Bethany and her children. We thank you, O God, for Prophet Joshua and his wife and his daughter. And we thank you, O God, for Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. Now, Father, I ask that you would remember my children. Remember Quazel, Father, heal his mind and his heart. And remember Nzinga, God, and show her forgiveness, O God. Father, touch Kajira and let her choose the right friends, O Father. And touch Jakai, O God, and continuously help her in the areas she need help. And I ask you, O God, to touch Elijah, O Father, and keep him covered with your blood. Father, remember the hopeless, those that are hopeless, O God. And we ask, O Father, that you would touch the motherless and the fatherless that are out there, O God. And we ask you, O Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would touch and remember those that are brokenhearted, O Father. And God, we ask, O Father, that you would touch the mentally ill and the physically challenged and abused, O God. Remember the young teenage mothers that are out there, O Father, and remember those that are lost that need salvation, O God. Father, we thank you and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you now, Lord. I thank you and I decree and I pray strength for our leaders, Lord. We decree and we pray strength for our leaders. We pray support and strength for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. We pray for strength for Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, and we even pray for all our mothers. We pray for all our mothers, Lord. We decree healing, we decree strength and good mind with Prophetess Mary Jordan. We decree strength, healing, and good mind with Prophetess Mary Berrien. I decree strength and good mind for my mother, Rosemary Alexander, for my mother, Shirley Tillman. We pray and decree strength and good mind and well-being. Father God, I thank you now for all that you have blessed me with, Father. I pray for my wife, Lord, that you continue to bless her as she moves forward in business endeavors, as she moves forward as a mother. Father God, that you give her wisdom, Lord, to make right decisions, that you give her wisdom to take right steps. Father God, I thank you for all that you have done for me and my children. Father, and I thank you for the hedge of protection that you have placed around their lives, Lord, and let them continue to lead and be examples even in the classroom, Father. Father God, even amongst their friends, Father God, let them fall in right situations, no matter which way they walk, whether they walk right, whether they walk left. Let them walk into you, Lord. Let them exemplify you, Lord, and walk in your ways, Father God. Father God, I just want to say a special prayer for my brothers, whether they be my blood brothers, whether they be my adopted brothers, whether they be friends that I call brothers. Father God, may you begin to touch them, Lord, and keep them safe, Father. And any attack on their lives, Lord, I cancel it now in Jesus' name. Father God, I want to lift my sister up in prayer right now, Lord. and just decree and declare healing to her body, Lord, healing to her body, and health to her mind, Father God. Father God, begin to keep her, Lord. Begin to cover her, Lord, in your precious blood. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you have given me right now, Father God, and let us continue to walk and let us continue to lead as an example. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we praise and we give you thanksgiving and worship as we humble ourselves, Lord. We come by the blood of Jesus, and God, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you, God, for the honor of being able to intercede, God. My God, we thank you so much for the Archbishop, our leader of this house, the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you even for the angels that gave them birth. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, and we thank you for Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. We just thank you even for the great cloud of witnesses, their fathers that have gone before. Father God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for each and every one represented in this house, every leader, every minister. Father God, all the company of prophets, God, all the partners on this line, God. We thank you, Father God, and all that we are praying for, Father God, every prayer request, God, let it be heard and answered. We just thank you, God. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You've given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind and loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven. So we thank you right now that Satan, his cohorts, and all the evil has been bound by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that the angels of you, Lord God, are loosed in great abundance into our presence in your name, God. Father God, I just thank you even for my family. I thank you for my mother. You can continue to strengthen her, God. I thank you for my son, Gerald. Father God, I thank you for your hand that's upon his life mightily, God. And I thank you, Father God, for all the things you've spoken concerning him, God. You are bringing those things to pass, God. I thank you for my little grandbabies, for Chloe and Caleb, God. And I thank you right now for your will being done in their lives. God, I thank you for every partner on this line, Father God. Lord, we give you the praise and the honor for Prophetess Aisha. Father God, we thank you right now for strengthening her continuously, God. We thank you for giving her total victory. We thank you for her children, Lord. God, we just thank you for covering those children of earth. Father, we just thank you, Father, for taking care and providing for them. God, we thank you even for Prophet Stephen Bostic and for his beautiful wife, Prophetess Veronica Bostic, and their children, God. Father, every person on this line of the sound of my voice, God, I thank you for touching them. God, in every area that they need to be touched, God, you know what the needs are, God. And we just thank you as we intercede, God. We thank you for the breakthroughs, God. We thank you for the miracles, God. And we honor you for them. And we thank you for the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua. Prophet Joshua. Prophetess Naomi.
Prophet Stephanie.
Prophet Stephanie, go ahead.
Father, we thank you for every heart, every life here on the line tonight, this morning, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name up and praise you, God, for all that has been done, Father. Just want to thank you for who you are and who we are. Thank you for the air that we breathe even now, Father God. Thank you for covering our households even now, Father God. Thank you for covering our children, covering our elders, Father God. Thank you for covering our siblings even now, Father God. Father, I want to thank you for allowing our steps to be ordered by you even now, Father God. Father, thank you for not allowing any weapon formed against us to prosper even now, Father God. Father, I want to thank you for who you are, Father God. Father, allow peace to flow in our homes and in our families even now, Father God. Allow a fresh wind of peace to show forth even on today, even now, Father God. Father, any hearts that are heavy even now, Father, allow them to be lifted. Allow the weight to be gone, Father God. Father, thank you for allowing us to cast our cares upon thee even now, Father God. Father, I want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forever. Thank you, Father God. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to pray to you. Amen.
And Father God, I come to you with open mind and an open heart, God. I come to you and I lift my voice and I say thank you, God. I say thank you for all the things you have been doing and continuously to keep doing in our life, God. I say thank you for our finances. I say thank you for our healing. I say thank you for Blue Royal. I say thank you for the BGC group. I say thank you for my parents. I say thank you for my grandparents. I say thank you for this live prophetic prayer conference call. Father God, I ask that you send a special favor and a miracle to each and everyone on this call, God. Father God, I lift up Sister Aisha right now, that all is well and early, and that the continuous healing is continuing in her body. Father God, I lift up Mother Rosemarie Alexander, wherever she's at, to even lift her up and strengthening her body, God, in this season, God, to continue it to cover her, God. Father God, I lift up my children. I lift up every child that is connected to us, even children that don't have home, God, to cover them and to favor them, God. Father God, I even lift up anyone that are sick, God, that they may be healed, God. Anyone that feels weak, that they may be have strength, God. Father God, in your word you say, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and 3. I am chosen by you, my Father. I am holy and without blame. I am your child according to the good pleasure of your will. I am accepted in the beloved. I am redeemed through the blood of Jesus. I am a person of wisdom and prudence. I am an heir. I am a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. I am saved by your grace. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am your workmanship, and I am near to you by the blood of Christ. And I thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, and that you have given us the permission and given us the authority to declare and to plead the blood of Jesus, that anything is that is not of you, we plead it over. And Father God, I give you the praise, and I thank you, God, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now that your word say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory right now for your precious name. For we thank you right now for blessing us in advance. I thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family, grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the divine lift and the divine breakthrough and divine overflow and blessings that are coming to their households in the name of Jesus and to their lives, God, in every aspect in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for our beloved prophetess, Mother Mary Jordan, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her, God. And I thank you, Father God, for the strength and the new lift that you're bringing to her, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare blessings and breakthroughs over her life, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now for Pastor, Mother, Prophetess Mary Barron right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her, God, and her household, God. And we, Father God, cover her in your blood, Lord. Lift her and strengthen her in every way, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for every prophet that is on this line right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, their cars, their finances, every family member right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, encamp your holy angels around them. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for every listener on this call right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over their life, God. And I thank you, Father God, for victory and breakthrough over their life, God. I thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, did you releasing, hallelujah, generational curses over our families, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against any sickness, disease, any accidents, whatever it is that we're trying to ill will, they're trying to come against her. We call it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree blessings, hallelujah, over every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist,
teacher, hallelujah, prophet, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're blessing ministries all over the world, God, in the name of you. Tomorrow, God, and for the Resurrection Sunday and every ministry, let there be a Holy Ghost explosion, God. Hallelujah. Father God, let there be a Holy Ghost invasion. Let there be a dunamis, hallelujah, allow your dunamis power, your resurrected power to take over, God. Save every unsaved relative right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over my son right now. I thank you for salvation and healing of his mind, God. In the name of Jesus, remove every, hallelujah, sinful appetite away from him. Every addiction, God, in the name of Jesus. And I plead your blood, Lord, all his steps. I place anointed labels in this path, God. In the name of you, Father God, we thank you for victory and breakthrough. God, continuously give us seed to sow, bread to eat, God. In the name of you, and I decree and declare prosperity and divine uncommon favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, because it is so. And Father, we thank you for every prayer, every request that have been said on this call tonight. To you be honor and glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward into this day, the day that you have made, Father, Father, we thank you that you're ordering our footsteps, Father. Father, we pray, let even on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord, let it be like no other Sunday we have ever experienced, remembering what you did, your death and burial and your resurrection, that what you did for us, that you loved us so much that you gave your life for us. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will anoint every leader, every pastor, Father. Father, give them the word that they, that the people will need to hear, Father, and open up the people's ears and heart to hear what you will have the minister, the pastor, to minister unto them on today. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that your people are blessed, Father. They're blessed in the city. They're blessed going out the city. Whatever they put their hands to, Father, cause it to prosper and cause it to be blessed, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall walk and move victorious in this day, because this is the day that you have made and we choose to rejoice. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your creativity and your favor shall rest upon us. Lord, we thank you even as we move forward on this day. We thank you, Lord, for safety and protection. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that the hands of the enemy has already been destroyed, and it will not move, and it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for strength. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. And Father, even as we speak your word, because you said by your stripes we have been healed, Father, touch those that need to be touched, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it's psychologically, whether it's mentally, whatever it might be, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray in your precious name that you would touch, heal, and bring revival even unto their very soul in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. To you be honor and glory now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, happy Resurrection Sunday to everyone. We know that we are going to be blessed. We're going to be motivated. We're going to be renewed in our strength in the name of the Lord, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice in it. So, family, I just want to thank you once again for another day, another hour that we have been together, lifting up our voice like a trumpet and proclaiming the works in the name of the Lord. So, people of God, family, I just thank you. I honor you, and I acknowledge you in the name of the Lord. God bless you, and I love every one of you to life. And I pray that every household will be blessed. Every household, they would know without a doubt that something has shifted in the name of Jesus.
Hey,
of the stand, faith that you have taken. Amen. So thank bless you, people of God. I'm going to decrease because I know later on today it's going to be a busy day, Resurrection Sunday. I'm excited about that. And I'm just going to leave it to Prophetess Naomi so she can move forward and give us the announcement. And we will see you later on tonight, the midnight call once again. And don't forget, so invite a friend, invite a neighbor, and let them know they just got to come on and just hear. If they just got to hear, this is what I need God to do. Give it, listen, I'm a stance for your breakthrough. I'm a stance for your deliverance. That's what we're doing. Amen. So thank you, family. I love you once again. Peace and blessings be unto you. Prophetess Naomi.
Love you, Pastor.
Love you, Pastor.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen. All right, people of God, we want to say happy resurrection for April 2017. Happy to all. Want to let you know that we will be back here again at 11:55, opening up and going right into prayer for Monday morning. We also have a live conference call happening Monday at 9 a.m., FYI. And you can meet us at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street at 9 a.m. for a Bible Sunday School leadership class with the Archbishop and the leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We will be at Zoe Ministries, 310 Riverside Drive. And, of course, I know we have guests coming in to service, but you can meet us at 11 a.m. for church service. 11 a.m. is church service. 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, and that's right on right between West End and Riverside. And then also for those that are in the Jacksonville, Florida area, in the Florida area, Pastor Mascarene, you can be at her church, okay? Her church, 1255 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. That's in Jacksonville, Florida, okay? So definitely be there, okay? And Pastor Mascarene, if you're still on the line, just want to confirm
yes.
What time is church service? Is that
at
11?
12:30 p.m. 12, until.
You said 12 p.m. or 12:30?
12:30 p.m. until.
12:30 p.m. All right, thank you. And I'm putting that in my notes for my record. So you can be at Shekinah International Ministry, powerful, powerful, powerful church right there in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, that's 1255 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13, and that is in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Okay, so come out, enjoy, and join. Okay, is there any other announcements from any other company or prophet? All right, amen. I'm going to say good night and God bless, and we will see you here at 11:55. Good night.
Amen.